is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's en route to Asia, where his week-long trip is expected to conclude with a meeting with China's Xi Jinping. President told reporters on Air Force One,
"We love China to help us out with Russia. We put very big sanctions on Russia. I think those sanctions are going to be, you know, they're very biting, they're very strong. But I'd like to see China help us out."
Trump administration rejected the idea of using about $5 billion of contingency aid to keep food benefits flowing during the government shutdown. Those benefits, the SNAP program, set to run out next month, the shutdown now on its 25th day. The president did say that an anonymous supporter donated $130 million to ensure that members of the military get paid during the shutdown. And members of Congress want to hear from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver before the end of the month after this week's arrests of a coach, player, and former player. And coach as part of a nationwide gambling bust. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Trump administration denies an Evers administration request for $26.5 million from FEMA to repair public infrastructure in six Wisconsin counties. That follows a September approval for $29.8 million in FEMA individual assistance to flood-impacted households and businesses in southeastern Wisconsin. State Superintendent Jill Underley was a no-show at the Capitol this week as an assembly committee met with Department of Public Instruction staff following a newspaper investigation into how DPI handles alleged sexual misconduct and grooming cases. And today, Saturday, is Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin, an opportunity for a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of unwanted prescription drugs. Check the Department of Health Services website to find a location near you. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s, chance of showers. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 36. Sunshine for Sunday and a high near 60. Monday, sunny with a high around 58. Tuesday, chance of showers and 54. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 35.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM with every mother's son. And come on down to my boat. 5 minutes after 7 on your Saturday as they're getting ready for the downtown farmers market, the final Saturday market for 2025. They'll have one more market on Wednesday for you to enjoy the goodies. So make sure that starts at 8 o'clock this morning. So get here and get your goodies before they are gone. Want to get a song request on? We got lots of goodies for you. 608-355-9970 is the text line. Or use the website at max.fm. Leave a song suggestion and see what I can play for you from the 60s and 70s today. Here's Paul McCartney and Wings and Good Night Tonight on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and good night tonight. That is Paul McCartney and Wings. Want to let you know that the Wisconsin Book Fest is a free festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind racing mysteries or great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or even music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us both today and tomorrow for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Just head to max.fm to check out the full event lineup, and don't forget to make space on your shelves for new favorites with the Wisconsin Book Fest in Madison.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your MaxFM community calendar. On Saturday, October 25th, from 9 until 10:30 a.m., the Portage Business Trick or Treat Spooktacular and Costume Contest will take place. Kick off the Halloween fun with the Boys and Girls Club Costume Contest. That's going to be at 9 a.m. at Commerce Plaza. Kids can show off their spookiest, silliest, and most creative costumes with prizes awarded at various age categories. After the contest, head out for trick or treating at local businesses through Portage. You can see a full rundown of all the businesses participating by visiting the Portage Chamber of Commerce website. The Friends of Devil's Lake present the Halloween Extravaganza. This will be happening on October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. It begins with pumpkin carving and crafts. That'll be 4 until 6 p.m. And then from 6 until 8, there's torchlit hike, campfire, live music, costume parade, and delicious s'mores. This will all be happening at Devil's Lake State Park Rock Elm Shelter. It is free, but you'll need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, that's on Saturday, October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. Also on that Saturday, the 25th, from 2 until 5 p.m., River Hills Church in Sauk City will be presenting their Trunk or Treat event. It's a fun-filled afternoon of safe, family-friendly trick-or-treating. Kids are invited to dress up in their favorite costumes, enjoy games, treats, and plenty of Halloween fun. No registration required. You can learn more details by going to riverhillschurch.org. Again, that's 2 until 5 p.m. on October 25th. These are just a few of the amazing Halloween celebrations that will be taking place all around the area. Be sure to check out the area city and Chamber of Commerce websites for more details. Also on Sunday, October 26th, the Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting a free event as author Frank Ginther will be presenting his book, The Life and Times of Dawn Manor, which is located in Lake Delton. Books will be for sale at the event or can be purchased prior to it at Main Street Books in Reedsburg on October 26th and also at the Dawn Manor in Lake Delton. Again, this free event will be happening at Reedsburg Public Library on Sunday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s, chance of showers. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 36. Sunshine for Sunday and a high near 60. Monday, sunny with a high around 58. Tuesday, chance of showers and 54. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 38 degrees.
Bye.
Friday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Fireballs, and some Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons before that. 7:18 on your Saturday morning, got a request from Mike over in Endeavor, wanting to know if we could do some Johnny Horton in the Battle of New Orleans on 99.7 Max FM.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Johnny Horton in the Battle of New Orleans. Thank you, Mike, for that request this morning. It is 7:21. Coming up in sports, we'll give you a few high school football scores from around the area with the playoffs starting last night. Also, Badgers in action today, Packers in action tomorrow, and the Bucks with a win last night. All of that coming up.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Looking for a scary good time? Fireside Cabins in Baraboo is bringing the chills with haunted cabins and a haunted trail. Open October 25th, 31st, and November 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. The big party is Saturday, October 25th, with live music by Josh Elliott. Delicious food from Any Street Grill and a Halloween twist from Shrunk 3D Printing, because nothing says Halloween like printing yourself in miniature. Come for the scares and stay for the fun. Get details at firesidecabinswi.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightguard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks91. That's BRUX91.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Max FM Sports.
Looking at high school football scores from around the area, WIAA football playoffs in Division 3, Reedsburg with a win over Waterford, 49-24. Reedsburg will play as Edgewood next Friday night at 7 o'clock. And it was the end for the Sauk Prairie Eagles as Pewaukee defeated Sauk Prairie 31-10.
It's the Packers and the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers take on the Steelers here on Sunday Night Football. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says his team is focused on two players, defensive end Micah Parsons and Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
Looking at Green Bay's offense, it starts with Josh Jacobs, and not only because of the circumstances that we're in coming off of a subpar performance in terms of stopping a run, but he's just a catalyst for a lot that goes on with them. He's a nuts and bolts player, man. He's really good. He's got a great run demeanor. Micah Parsons, can't say enough about him and his talents. You saw just the other day what he's capable of doing, and I think that's really indicative of the impact that a guy like him has.
Tomlin has been the Steelers head coach now 19 years. That's the most in the NFL. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tomlin's success.
I wish we all knew the secret sauce, because he's been the model of consistency, and he's used a lot of different people to do it.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
99.7 Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s, chance of showers. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 36. Sunshine for Sunday and a high near 60. Monday, sunny with a high around 58. Tuesday, chance of showers and 54. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 38 degrees.
It is 7:25 as we take a look at musical birthdays. For Tuesday the 21st, a very popular day to be born if you are a musician. Let's see, Manfred Mann, he turned 85 on a Tuesday. So let's do a little Mighty Quinn this morning on 99.7 Max FM.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. All the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. Here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Mighty Quinn, the Eskimo, with Manfred Mann as he celebrated his 85th birthday Tuesday. Guitarist Steve Cropper was a member of Booker T and the MGs, among others. He turned 84 on Tuesday. So let's do some Green Onions this morning on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Steve Cropper, guitarist with Booker T and the MGs, among others, celebrating his 84th birthday on Tuesday. Also celebrating a birthday on Tuesday, Elvin Bishop. Now, he didn't sing the lead, if you remember from any time I talk about this song. The lead song, Mickey Thomas, who became more famous with Starship and Jefferson Starship. So, but Elvin Bishop was the man that put the group together. Elvin celebrates his 83rd birthday on Tuesday. It's Fooled Around and Fell in Love, 99.7 Max FM.
Care how best they cry.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Elvin Bishop fooled around and fell in love. Elvin celebrates his 83rd birthday back on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, lead guitarist for the Bo Brummels, Ron Elliott, celebrated his 82nd birthday.
I hate to say it, but I told you so. Don't mind my preaching to you. I said, don't trust them, baby, now you know. You don't learn everything there is to know in school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice. So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please. Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how it feels to be lonely. Oh, so lonely. Don't think I'm being funny when I say you got just what you deserve. I can't help feeling you found out today. You thought you were too good, you had a lot of nerve. Won't say I'm sorry for the things I've said. I'm glad he packed up to go. You kept on bragging he was yours instead. Found you don't know everything there is to know. Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how it feels to be. Before I go, I'd like to say one thing. Don't close your ears to me. Take my advice and you find out that being just another girl won't cause you misery. Don't say you can't get any boy to call. Don't be so smug or else you'll find you can't get any boy at all. You'll wind up at the lady sitting on the shelf. Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how it feels to be lonely. Oh, so lonely.
It's the Bo Brummels and Laugh, Laugh with guitarist Ron Elliott celebrating his 82nd birthday on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, we find that trumpetist Lee Longnane from Chicago celebrated his 79th birthday. And just you and me on 99.7 Max FM.
Forever.
99.7 Max FM Chicago, just you and me, with trumpetist Lee Longnane, who celebrated his 79th birthday on Tuesday. We find that Eric Faulkner, singer and guitarist for the Bay City Rollers, celebrated his 72nd birthday on Tuesday. T-U-R-D-A-Y night with the Bay City Rollers and Eric Faulkner celebrating his 72nd birthday back on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Steve Lukather from Toto, who I got to see with the Ringo Starr All-Star Band a couple of years ago, put on a great show. Steve celebrating his 68th birthday on Tuesday. Toto and Hold the Line, 99.7 Max FM.
Love isn't always
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Toto with Hold the Line, Steve Lukather celebrating his 68th birthday back on Tuesday. It is 7:49 and things going on around the area. Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market is going to be opening up at 8 o'clock. And again, it is the final Saturday Baraboo Farmers Market. There's one more coming up on Wednesday. What else is going on? Portage's Business Trick or Treat Spooktacular and Costume Contest will be at Commerce Plaza and participating businesses in Portage from 9 to 10:30. There's a Trunk or Treat at Rivers Hills Church in Sauk City from 2 until 5 this afternoon. And the Friends of Devil's Lake annual Halloween hike and extravaganza is today from 4 until 8 p.m. And then the final Sunday market for Baraboo for 2025 will be on the square from 10 until 2 tomorrow. Check out all of our events at our community calendar at max.fm.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy Mackesy, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
Do you want to try the most delicious smoked meats in Wisconsin? Then make your way to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue in Rock Springs and sink your teeth into their tasty food. Ask Jeff about their unique smoking process, which brings the full flavor through in their Saturday prime rib, wings on Thursdays, ribs on Tuesdays, and fish fries on Fridays. Enjoy their homemade food inside or on the patio at Station 136. Open at 11 a.m. every day except Wednesday in Rock Springs.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 50s, chance of showers. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 36. Sunshine for Sunday and a high near 60. Monday, sunny with a high around 58. Tuesday, chance of showers and 54. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 37.
Your hometown station.
Below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. means you meet me in the hallway. Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Tony Orlando and Dawn and Knock Three Times. That's by request. Got it off the song suggestion box at our website at max.fm, where you can leave your request. Or you can text me on the text line, 608-355-9970, to see what I could play for you this morning from the 60s and 70s. Coming up, we'll check the news from the nation and the world, also from the state, and we'll check your weekend weather forecast all on the way. On 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 25 of the government shutdown, and SNAP benefits that help people buy food are set to run out next month. The Department of Agriculture says it will not tap into a $5 billion supplemental fund to keep those benefits flowing. In Pittsburgh, Jennifer Hudson Vitale says her family restaurant will deliver at least 500 free meals for Thanksgiving and says she's noticing more people in need.
Everyone should be entitled to food, especially during the holidays.
Members of the military are getting paid after President Trump says an anonymous supporter donated $130 million for that purpose. He is en route to Asia for his week-long trip. He has ordered a USS Ford aircraft carrier strike group to the Caribbean as the U.S. continues to strike alleged drug boats. It has not offered evidence that these boats are being used to transport drugs into the United States. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Wisconsin congressman